Hey everybody, Mike Harmon back inside the Swollen Dome here for a special edition. Usually I'm ranting and raving on the radio. You see the work on SwollenDome.com, FoxSports.com, but we're all fans at heart in the business that we're in, and that means that ever since I was a wee little baby boy, I've been going into baseball, football, basketball cards in search of the next great thing, trading, selling, and this week a product launched that captivated a market and started seeing stories popping up all over the internet, on television, etc. And it came through our good friends at Panini America. You know, I've been doing some stuff down at the House of Blues in Anaheim. They were kind enough to provide me with some product to evangelize to the masses. A great response. But we'll get into that in a minute. My guest today is one of the brains behind the operation and a man you see in the foreground. He's at the forefront of all their communication. That's Tracy Hackler. Tracy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. It's an honor to finally be on the Swollen Dome, man. It's something I've aspired to. I'm not gonna lie to you. And now that I'm here, I'm a little nervous.
Well, see, we're gonna make you a regular now because we know you're a Denver Bronco fan, so you've got to be enjoying what's going on there. And you guys at Panini have the partnership with, you've got the game used jerseys. Any temptation to plunk down some of your hard earned money and just start taking jerseys home?
Every day, absolutely. Every time we get a shipment in, I mean, this stuff comes in. You know, we're fortunate that we have the exclusive agreement for all of the Broncos game worn memorabilia with the Broncos, and so every couple of weeks we'll get a new shipment in, and it just stinks and it's stained and it's just awesome, you know. And you can, there's sometimes you get a jersey and you remember seeing that jersey on that play, and it's, so yeah, I've tried a few on. I've tried to talk to my better half to see if I can convince her that it'd be a good investment, and I haven't been able to convince her yet, but I'm pretty persuasive. I'm going to keep trying.
All right, well, we'll keep pushing that envelope for you. And I mean, obviously they're on the path towards greatness in the AFC, and maybe a date in New York where you and I will meet and take over Times Square and the toboggan races and whatever the hell they're lining up out there. But in the interim, the buzz this week all about the product called Flawless. And yes, I remember the sizzle reel that you guys came up with of you being tucked into a trunk of a town car. I don't even know how to describe it without getting the big goofy grin on my face. But give me the inspiration behind this, the brainstorming meeting. What time of day was this taking place?
Well, the actual shoot took place, roughly 9 o'clock in the morning, one weekday morning at the airport. But the inspiration behind it, you know, as we're talking about Flawless, and we, you know, for those who don't know, it's the most expensive basketball product that we've ever done. I think probably the most expensive basketball product ever attempted at $1,250 per 10-card briefcase, right? So you get a briefcase that's very practical. You can use it if you want to after you open it up, and then it's a $1,250 per pack product. And it's very limited, very the ultimate and high-end trading card production. But anyway, so we were talking about how we could kind of build a little bit of mystique, a little bit of hype, and our fearless leader, VP of marketing, Jason Howarth, came up with kind of the concept of having this briefcase flown in from parts unknown, and it arriving at the airport, and it's handcuffed to us, and we bring it into the office. And it was all done, obviously, in fun, but it was also designed to build a little intrigue and mystique. And I think we all kind of pitched in different ideas, and what the finished product, and I've been called the worst actor in America on some of the message boards. I tell them it's a good thing because I'm not an actor, but the finished product, I think some people loved it, took it in the nature that we intended, and some people thought it was idiotic because we didn't really reveal too much in that video about what was in the product. And we kept telling people, just wait, it's coming. And when the time was right, we were able to really preview all aspects of that product in depth over the course of a couple of weeks with lots of images. And because when people are asked to shell out that much money for basketball cards, we need to be able to deliver. It needs to be more than just, hey, have faith in us, we're going to deliver it. We need to show them as early as we can. And we did that. And, you know, I think it accomplished that video in part with our other efforts to promote it accomplished what we wanted it to. And then I kept saying all along, you know, because we keep getting questions, question after question. Does it have this? Does it have this? Is it going to have this? How come it doesn't have this? And we kept saying, just wait. Wait until the product comes out, it gets broken, and you're going to see the kind of value we're talking about. And over the last week or so, it's just been taking the collectibles industry by storm, and it's been really fun to watch and fun to see our product development team get a lot of well-deserved pats on the back.
As they all pause and figure out what to do next. So to dial it back for folks, the end of the sizzle reel, they do the nod and the wink to Pulp Fiction as the briefcase opens and the glowing behind it. And as the product was starting to, those images that you put up on PaniniAmerica.net, and you can see a bunch of them up there, and certainly in the secondary market, blazing new trails in terms of price points without a shadow of a doubt. But tell me how the inspiration to get to actual pieces of jewel into the base product. Now, you know, we're used to nice product, right? We're used to patches. We're used to some historic jerseys that you've been able to procure. And obviously the chasing around of autographs. And that's something I want to get to in a second. But Ultimately, the base cards have pieces of diamonds. And the, and the parallels have pieces of emeralds. Now, tell me that brainstorming and pitching that up the ladder as to what the reaction was there.
Well, you know what? Over the course of the last several years, I think Panini America has been kind of at the forefront of pushing the envelope, I'll say a non-traditional innovation, where we've done 14-karat gold cards. We've done video HRX video trading cards where there's a redemption card in a pack because the video trading card wouldn't fit in a pack. But you get the video trading card, you press a button and it plays. It's a high definition quality screen that plays 20 up to 20 minutes of footage. And and in some cases that video card shows actual video of the player signing that card that you're holding. And so we've done that. We've done the 14 karat gold. We've experimented with diamonds in the past, you know.
Well, that was in the black box, I believe.
Yeah. The black box we've done them in. And, we do this kind of clever insert in football called studs, and we put a little diamond in the ear of a player who's known for wearing an earring, and they do really well. Obviously, they're really rare, but when you set out to make a product as high-end as Flawless, and you can't just do a standard card. And so every base card, to your point, has a diamond embedded in it, and it's limited to only 20 of each card. There, the emeralds are have emerald embedded, and there was five of each of those, and then there's a one-of-one diamond version, and I believe the Damian Lillard was pulled over a few days ago, the one-of-one diamond.
I saw it. The asking price of $29,999 to give people a bit of a perspective, and if you look over on eBay and some of the secondary trading, many of the cards trading into the multiple thousands of dollars. And that takes me to the next part of, all right, when you started thinking about this iteration of this product and the drawing board, is this an 18 months in the making product? Is this 2 years? And then once you've got the concept, going out and finding the X players for signatures and making sure you got those premium jersey pieces, what kind of team are we looking at assembled to do that kind of procuring of those items?
Well, it's an A team, no question about it. We think we have the best product development and acquisition people in the business, and the guys on the product development side are kind of our mad scientists, and you put them in a room and you let them brainstorm ideas. And at some point in the process, there are any number of different departments pitching in ideas and trying to fine tune things. And on the acquisition side, obviously we have a good vault full of authentic NBA memorabilia. There's stuff like we've done with Pete Maravich and all the we buy jerseys at the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame auction every year, and so we're never at a loss for key pieces. And the way that stuff is used throughout the season in other products, we may use some pieces in this product and some in here, but there's usually enough to go around. Now, when you're talking about product Flawless, and everything is what we call jumbo patch, or it's a prime piece off the jersey, which means it's a piece of the number, the nameplate, the laundry tag. And they're a little bit larger than we would normally put in our standard or more affordable products.
Right.
I mean, that's where it gets kind of interesting, and you start doing some crunching and looking at how you're going to cut certain pieces to maximize the yield and all that. But, you know, and this was kind of a product flawless, and the one that's coming next, that kind of, I know it's going to sound odd, but the Immaculate Basketball Follows Flawless, it will end our 12-13 NBA collecting season. Obviously, we're already into 13-14 basketball with Hoops and with Prestige coming next week, but both Flawless and Immaculate kind of weren't on the radar when we first started our product year for 12-13. But over the obviously, if high end probably works best in of all the major sports basketball, there's obviously a lot of overseas interest.
It's sure.
Probably the most international of all the major sports. No offense to hockey, but and there's a lot of high end collectors in other parts of the world that just love the stuff, and it's interesting that Flawless, for all of the kind of criticism it received even before people had seen it, it sold out. I mean, almost immediately. Now, obviously, it's limited. It's a more limited product because it has to be. But
sure,
the high end stuff really seems to do well. But so that's a long winded way, and I think I even answered your question. But it wasn't necessarily on calendar when we started the 12-13 season. So it was something that came up through discussions with our distributors, hobby shops, other partners of ours, and it just seemed to make sense. And then the question is, yeah, it sounds good. Can you execute it?
Right.
And that's where, quite frankly, it can get kind of nerve-wracking, because we obviously have a full confidence in what we can do from a product development creativity perspective. But ultimately, the end consumer is the one who determines that. So we thought we had it. We kept saying, wait until you see the value that's coming out of each briefcase. We told them, wait. But there is a certain sense of crossing your fingers and hoping you nailed it.
No, sure.
With a product like Flawless, I mean, we knew almost immediately that we had it nailed, because the reviews were coming in mass, and they were all positive as far as we've seen so far.
So that was the genesis for products like this, then, is the brainstorming and barnstorming tour, for, you know, to mix sport metaphors, of getting out to the hobby shops, the nationals, and the big conferences, and demand for those higher end products. I certainly know down here in Southern California, the shop that I attend every once in a while and just go in and shoot the breeze and see how business is, certainly they lend towards the high end, and you'll watch guys break packs and drop, you know, the $3, $4, whatever $100 without thinking about it much, on the hopes,
yep,
and prayers of pulling the Puig or the Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. So it would appear that certainly is the driving force, and with the NBA being the star-driven rather than team-driven kind of merchandising, I think, you know, where,
mm-hmm,
as much as we talk about the Lakers here in LA or the Bulls with Derrick Rose returning or even LeBron James, it still, yep, just comes down to, here's our list of 15 guys, and people going mad to collect the best of what they can find of them.
Absolutely. And you know, product like Flawless, it's cool. I think you mentioned this in some earlier correspondence you and I've had, but a lot of the veteran guys, I think you said your favorite was Cassie Russell.
I saw that, and I just smiled from ear to ear. Now, that was a guy that was on the family radar back in the day when my dad and my uncle were taking us to the old Chicago Stadium to watch games, Artis Gilmore and guys like that running around. So when I saw, I was scrolling through the images, the multicolored patch with the autograph of Cassie Russell, it just made me smile, right? Because we see all the current guys, and we're used to seeing Jerry West, and not that you're going to look down on a Jerry West or a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar if it comes out of a pack, but then there's the guy that just kind of pops out that's like, yes, that was my era of coming,
yeah,
into the league, right?
Absolutely. And those cards have a place. You know, I think when we first showed the galleries of that stuff, and people said, oh, you're putting Cassie Russell in a product like this, and it's like, yeah, we are. We're proud of doing it, and it's going to appeal to the right person, and they're going to be happy we're doing it. And not to kind of backtrack, but talking about the acquisitions process and chasing these guys, in this case, all around the globe to get autographs back in. Obviously, redemptions are something that we don't like to produce any of our products. And for those listening who may not know what a redemption is, we have an autograph deal with a player. He doesn't return his autograph in time to be included in a product. So we put essentially a redemption card that says this card is good for autograph of this player. And then we have to wait until he decides he wants to sign or the cards get back in. And we send that to the person holding it. Well, a product like Flawless, you really can't have any redemptions because it's just not acceptable.
Right, unless it's a big memorabilia item or something that can't fit into a box. Exactly. I would imagine you'd irritate people to no end.
Right. If you spent $1,250 and you're getting seven autographs and one or two of them are redemptions, I don't care if it is for Kobe Bryant or D. Wade or whoever, you're not going to be happy. So we began packing the product out, and we actually paused pack out and moved the product a week to 2 weeks so we could get guys that needed to come back in like Yao Ming and Blake Griffin, Magic Johnson, guys who for any number of reasons hadn't gotten back to us. And it was global. It was a global thing. We were waiting on people from all over the world, and it was worth putting kind of a small hold on the product so we could get it right. And kudos to Ivory Tab, who's our NBA acquisitions maven, and she does a fantastic job. And it was just, the thing just came together. And not to completely jump the track here, but I think it's fitting that in the same week that a product like Flawless released, our first 2013-14 basketball product, NBA Hoops, released. So it was kind of both ends of the spectrum, the ultimate and high end, and then the everyman, every fan kind of product in Hoops that in its own right was every bit as brilliant as Flawless in many ways.
Well, it's the old tradition of an opening day, be it baseball, football weekend, or basketball, that you've got to sit down with a box of cards that you procure from your local hobby shop, and you can find those hobby shops carrying Panini products at PaniniAmerica.net, as well as their own company store there. They've got a good promotion going on now, the Fall Heroes. I know the Hometown Heroes product, it was another one that did the heart some good when you see some of the team favorites and fan favorites of years gone by in that product. Hey, guys that, you know, you might say to yourself, why do I want an autograph of him if I'm paying X for a box? Going back to that argument, right? Versus, okay, this is a product for people that are fans of teams and those hustling guys that were part of the identity of a franchise. And that's one of the baseball products that just came out. If you could speak to that for just a minute.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, when I was looking at the autographs were coming in for Hometown Heroes, and it is a real pulpy kind of throwback 70s era look and vibe, and the checklist of guys who signed in there is, it's like whoever put that set together, it's Mike Payne in this case, is our baseball brand manager, but it was like he was in my head watching baseball back in the 70s and 80s with, I mean, guys like Dwayne Murphy. I saw him and I'm like,
Tom Brunansky.
Oh, there's just, it's endless. It's, Kent Hrbek and a lot of my Rangers favorites like Jim Sundberg and Mike Hargrove. I mean, it was just, that's a fun product. And I don't care what anybody says. Look, I know that we have challenges on the baseball site sometimes, but if you can't get into Hometown Heroes, I mean, it's just, it's relatively affordable. It's got the return of sport discs, lenticular cards in there. It's kind of another throwback piece to it. And it's a lot of fun. And like you said, the checklist of Jerome Walton, Kevin Seitzer, and Mickey Tettleton. I mean, we literally could sit here for the rest of today and probably half of tomorrow going over the names on that checklist and just laughing and having fond memories of watching those guys play.
Well, you mentioned anybody that played for or against the Cubs, I just have Harry Carey's voice go sailing through my head. One of the promotions you've got going on with purchase of that on your site is the Fall Heroes bonus pack, which I thought was an interesting little addition to the product.
Well, we've started this promotion on our iCollectPanini.com and during the NFL playoffs and during the NBA playoffs and NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And now with the World Series going on, we actually create a special product exclusively for iCollectPanini.com customers. And what it is it's a one-card pack. Every card that is made for the promotion is autographed and numbered 10 or less. And then in the case of Fall Heroes, it's legendary postseason performers, Ricky Henderson, Reggie Jackson, Nolan Ryan, you name it. If he did something in the postseason, he's in the set. There's also some rookies and prospects. I think the guy's starting tonight for
Michael Wacha. Yes, yep. I saw that up there, the signature. There. Yep.
And then going back to your favorite point earlier, there are three diamond-embedded one-on-one autograph cards of George Brett, Nolan Ryan, and Cal Ripken in there. And anyway, so you buy a box right now of Hometown Heroes on iCollectPanini.com, and it's we've discounted that price to $100. You're guaranteed to get an autograph card, number 10 or less, of Fall Heroes. And one pack of Fall Heroes will also include an instant win card that will win whoever pulls it an autographed Yasiel Puig bat from Panini Authentic. So it's kind of fun. It's our way to kind of tie in with what's going on the field. It's been really successful for us in the NFL, NBA, and NHL. And we've seen a similar kind of a frenzy around the baseball version, and hopefully it picks up. I know my boss would rather the World Series end tonight.
yeah, I saw him posting up on Twitter this morning. He's a bit nervous. I don't believe he slept last night.
No, I think he's pretty fired up, and it should be a good game, and you got two classic teams going at it. So you got the NBA starting, you got the World Series, you got the NFL kind of getting into that midseason playoff push, and the NHL is going full throttle too. So it's a really fun time to be doing what we're doing.
No question about it. You mentioned the Yasiel Puig. I have to dial it back just a minute. The response to, you guys did a special event in Chicago with the National this year, as I recall, and Yasiel Puig, alas, I was not able to make my way out from California. That was something I wanted to see in person, because I know you guys have been doing some big promotions as such. But what was the response of him walking into that room, and what's it meant for the baseball product to sign a guy of that kind of stature coming into the game and setting things on fire the second half?
Well, that was a really exciting development for us. And I know we mentioned Jason Howarth, but he doesn't do anything small time. So when he threw out the idea of we need to get the biggest, baddest, hottest name in baseball at our party. We've started the VIP party in conjunction with the National. The one in Chicago in August was our second one. And he set his sights on getting Puig there, and everything else kind of fell into place of making it happen. And the Dodgers had a game that evening, and I think it was an afternoon game. So he was getting there probably 7:30 or 8 o'clock, but he had gotten hurt in the hand. And so we all kind of held our breath for a minute, like, oh no. I mean, he's not only the biggest.
I can imagine the tenseness in that room, right? Okay. He's going to pose for pictures, and then you're going to get a redemption flyer for an autograph.
Exactly. So we were all like, oh man. But when he walked in, and we had a really good group of VIPs there, like Pedro Martinez and Johnny Damon and Chris Chelios and Dan Hampton. There was just a lot of real good dudes in the room. And he really got along well with Pedro, and they hit it off. But when he came in the room, I mean, it was like, as you would expect at that time. I mean, it was
the heat on him right at that moment was about as intense as we've seen a spotlight in years.
Yes, and he was great. I mean, he was fun. I think he wanted to let loose a little more than he did, because we had DJ Cool there spinning the tunes, and Mr. Let Me Clear My Throat was doing his thing, you see, it was getting into it. You know, his people were there, and we had him sign. We did his first signing of memorabilia was with Panini Authentic in the green room there. And then he went into the party. He engaged with everyone. He had, you know, great smile, big, just strapping, good-looking dude. And people really took – I mean, he's a magnetic kind of guy, and certainly what he does on the field is speaks for itself. And he's done well for our products, too. And we have a product coming out later this winter, I guess, called America's Pastime, and he's going to have a really big presence there in terms of bat barrel cards and game used material cards. So it's being associated with him has been good for our baseball business and really our whole company profile as well.
Well, I'll put it in perspective. Out here in Los Angeles last night, you got Clippers and Lakers going after it. Everybody wondering what the Lakers are going to look like. The Clippers, you know, either first or second favorite with your poster boy, Blake Griffin, to be charging to the finals. And you know what everybody was talking about here? Hey, look, there's what? Yasiel Puig down in the third row hanging out next to Jeannie Buss. That was the story of the night. And then, obviously, the Lakers win with a bunch of guys nobody's ever heard of. As Paul Gasol was a glorified cheerleader down the stretch. Mike D'Antoni being gutsy and playing the reserves after they had built the lead. He said, you guys finish it. And guys that nobody's ever heard of win, but it was all the talk of Puig's at the Lakers game. So wow. Everybody's immediately going, all right, break out the baseballs. Let's go stalk him outside of Staples Center.
That's funny. That's crazy. Well, you know, I got a feeling when Toby comes back, he'll probably command more of the spotlight.
Well, people were saying jokingly, of course. There's you know, a number of media folks who have their issues with Mr. Bryant through the years.
Uh-huh.
And a few of them go, I wouldn't be surprised if he walked over in his suit now so he could check in for the final possession and hold the ball as the clock went to zero. There you go. That's, well, of course, there in Dallas, you have your GM resign on the day the season starts. So, you know, never a shortage of drama.
No, that I was listening to Mark Cuban on the radio this morning coming in, and he was trying to sell tickets to tonight's season opener for him, and that's never a good sign when you gotta try to do that on the day of. But it'll be interesting here. I mean, it's never dull around here with Cuban and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys thing, and you know, it's just there's always something good on sports talk radio for sure.
Oh, there you go, the Dallas Cowboys with their rough loss in Week 8,
but
we are we're staying in positivity right now, Tracy. Congratulations on a great looking product, and see if I can scrape together the nickels to get a briefcase of my own. But we're still doing the stuff down at the House of Blues, the response to the different products, Leafs, Rookies, and Stars, and Momentum, and so forth, have just been phenomenal. People love ripping the stuff, and got a lot of comments of, wow, I remember these things as a kid.
Yeah.
And they bring their sons or daughters over, and it's like, all right, they're wearing their jerseys to Disneyland on a Sunday, which is always fun. And you know, like here, you know, here's a Cowboy player, open a pack. We had people pull a couple of jersey autograph cards, and the kids go running around screaming like they just won the lottery. It's what it's all about, and I thank you guys for being part of that.
Oh man, we're happy to do it, Mike, and we love working with you guys, and hopefully we can continue it. And yeah, you talked about that's what it's all about, man. You get a pack to a kid or a dad or a mom or a daughter, and you see their expression, because it is kind of like Christmas for them, and they get the player or the team they want, man. It's like everything else is gravy.
All I could say is this, though. If you really want to win the California market, start putting together the all Colin Kaepernick product, showing off whatever tattoos and muscularity you can, because the number of people, hey, you got any good photos of him in a T-shirt or a tank top or anything? I'm like, what do you think I am? What do you think this is? It's a football product. He's going to wear a helmet. But
yeah, it's like Team Beat or something. Yeah, we have a good relationship with Colin and his people, and he's a good dude. He's a guy that kind of, I think there were high expectations for him down the road, but he burst onto the scene, and he's been good for all the football cards, but especially for Panini America cards, and we look forward to seeing what he's up to next.
No, he's fun. He's a guy of few words. Generally a pretty serious guy, but for me, I'm just curious to watch his continued evolution.
Oh, it's going to be fun. He's dynamic for sure, and I mean, he's probably the prototype for what you want and what that future QB is going to look like. He's got all the tools.
Look at you. New look NFL. We'll break it down. We'll chop this up again. Tracy, would love to have you back on as the fall develops and your Broncos continue their run through the AFC West, maybe with a date towards New York. But congratulations on the product. Can't wait to see what happens next.
Hey, Michael, appreciate the time, man. Have a good one.
Thanks, buddy. That's going to do it for this edition of Inside the Swollen Dome. I want to thank you for coming along the journey with me and our guest today, Tracy Hackler from Panini America. You follow him at Tracy Hackler, at Panini America for the company, and the Knights Lance blog, PaniniAmerica.net. Go find a box of Flawless at your hobby shop. The hometown heroes celebrate Game 6, maybe a Game 7 of the World Series, with a little bit of pack ripping. And good luck if you go after the diamonds and emeralds. Should have had pieces of pearl in there. But anyway, Mike Harmon signing off for now. Follow me at SwollenDome.com. Player rankings, news, notes designed to get you through your workday and to continue our quest to find the meaning of life. We'll see you next time.